Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
If you're feeling anxious about your investments with all the economic volatility and chaos in Washington, tune in to Super Talk Jackson on Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. and Sundays from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. for Element Wealth Radio with Jeremy Nelson. Learn more at myelementwealth.com.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey, folks. My first laugh of the day came from a text message from today's guest. I hadn't laughed yet. I'd worked out, I'd prayed, had my beginnings of my first cup of coffee, and then I texted him to say, was he going to be ready? And I'm not going to say what he said, because it's not the point. It wasn't anything bad or something I couldn't say on the air, but let me just say this. I got my first real good laugh in. That's why I couldn't wait to get on the air. Before we get started, my pals at Superior Catfish, ain't nothing funny about that. If you want catfish, you want it produced right here in Mississippi, please go to superiorcatfish.com and visit mississippi.org. A road trip awaits. My guest today has taken so many road trips in Mississippi, even Eupora, which he has spent a lot of his time where a couple of real good friends are there. And I just love hearing him talk about how his love for Mississippi is so infectious, even though he grew up in New Jersey. And he's coming to me by way of New Jersey, by way of California. So let me get just a little bit of an introduction here. It's always really wonderful to catch up with him. Crazy, charismatic, still in great shape, humorous, like I said, very athletic in his heyday. Got a son that plays professional volleyball right now overseas. Just an incredible guy, well-rounded, and also a giver. Really has a big old heart. To make a living as an actor, I mean, that's really difficult. But he has done it tried and true on his own terms, from movies to film to TV, from Fun with Dick and Jane to Desperate Housewives to Young and the Restless to just, that's just scraping the surface of his actor credits. We briefly met, and I have to keep saying this because it's the truth. He's been on my show before, but there's only one truth when you meet someone for the first time. It was on the tee box at a Frank Sinatra charity event in Palm Springs. Ever since, he's come to our Mississippi Delta. We have spent a lot of time helping raise money together with a lot of our pals for our foundation here and the Delta Soul charity event. Not too long ago, before all the, you know, the trouble over in, it's really serious trouble over in Israel, he did visit his son to watch him play volleyball there. I want to catch up with him since visiting the Holy Land. And it's always great to have my dear, dear friend on, Richard Berge. Hello.
Oh, man, Stevie, good to hear your voice. I wish I could see you. I wish your audience could see me, but I have a face and a body for radio.
Yeah, whatever. You know. Whatever. Yeah. Come on. Have you always had an issue looking so dang good? I mean, when you get in the mirror in the morning and you look at yourself, do you go, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much. No, it's so funny. You know, I think we're probably all our worst critics. I don't see, you know, I see all my flaws. Like you, you know, you remember the times you didn't par the hole or you screwed up a note in a song or whatever it is. I have never, you know, looked at myself and thought, oh, man, well, every now and again, I'll look at myself and, hey, you're doing all right. But
hey, I even the other day,
I've got a
new arsenal of Blue Delta jeans, and these are jeans made in Mississippi that they fit you.
Oh, nice.
They did 13 measurements on me, and I've got 9 pair as the greatest thing. So I'll put them on and I'll put my cool biker boots on. I'll go, Gwen, how do I look? And she goes, you need to stop. And I'm like, come on, these jeans, look at this. This is a perfect fit, you know? And she goes, you have to stop. And I do it every morning now. I do it now. The more she tells me to stop, the more I'm just going to start modeling.
You got the greatest wife. Oh, man.
She's so good.
You got the greatest wife.
She keeps me humble, though, and I appreciate that. Sometimes
wait,
I'd like
to. You're made in Mississippi? Whereabouts?
Man, it's insane. They're called Blue Delta. The guys grew up in Cleveland, Mississippi. They're in Oxford. They're, I think, pretty much in Tupelo, Jackson. They're all around. They originally started their company I don't want to get this wrong, but, you know, for athletes that couldn't find jeans to wear, you know, their bodies are built so different.
And
so I think they tailored that, and they've been in a lot of events like that, but then they have opened it wide open. They do chinos, they do jeans, and obviously they're not sponsoring me right now, but I did get some major love from them, so it doesn't hurt talking about it. Anyway,
right?
They're great guys. I love watching companies like that, guys, girls, go out and start something that is against a lot of odds, and they go through 100%. Their adversity times, you know what I mean? Like you and I have done in our careers, and then they somehow get to the other side, and that's pretty cool, right? Pretty cool.
And made in Mississippi, made in America, please. Yeah. I'm all for that.
I am too.
Especially Mississippi.
Yeah, that's my man right there. Have you been to Mississippi lately?
That's Sweet Pummel State or yours. I haven't been down there in a while. Let's see. I took the northern route. I drove cross country with my lady friend, and then she jumped out in Milwaukee, and I made the rest. So I went north, but I can't wait to come down there in June.
Are you bringing her?
She might come for a day or so. She might come for the whole. I'm not really sure. I didn't put her in the invitation, so I might have to sneak her in the back door, or maybe maybe have Greg bring her in or something. You know,
We have the ability to get her here for the whole time. You don't have to just slip her in the back door. Come on. All right. So how did you guys meet? Can I get a little bit of the
She was a lifer. She was had a career at Delta and was doing an event in L.A. at the Riviera. Have you ever played the Riviera? I'm sure you have.
I can't remember. I don't think I have, actually.
Great course. So I had... a friend of mine from high school who was in the business, and they were friends, and she invited me to be her partner. And then I met Michelle, who was working with Delta, putting on this great event at the Riviera Golf Club in Beverly Hills or wherever mm-hmm. the heck it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, she was married. I was married. We had this really very lovely connection. And then we both found ourselves divorced. And reconnected.
Wow. If you say Delta, are we talking airlines or Delta something
Delta
else?
Delta Airlines, yeah.
Oh, wow,
which
that's cool.
Which I know, it's a tie-in, right? I know. I wish she was still connected there, but she's retired.
She doesn't have, like lifelong upgrades? What happens when you retire? They don't give you...
No, she has them for... she has all that. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Now we're talking. That's what you call marrying... Excuse me, I'm sorry. Dating smart. I don't
it is. And I'm, sure. Yeah, thank you.
pretty good.
I played smart characters. Steve, I always like to say I played smart characters. That doesn't, it doesn't make me smart. How great it would be. I'll talk to her, see if maybe there's a little tie in Delta, sponsoring the Delta.
No, I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about you guys could travel all over the world.
Are you kidding?
I wasn't thinking that far ahead. That's why you are smarter than I am right there. I'm not even thinking that. Not out of being gracious, because I wasn't thinking it, because I'm not all there.
Yeah.
Or here. Wherever.
Well, you can't look, Steve, you're good looking. You can't be good looking and smart. You'd just be too intolerant. And look at you, you're getting all buffed out. Gosh.
Oh yeah, I'm buffed.
What are you benching now? What are you about? Like
no, I'm benching a lot of
25?
Benching a lot of low weight. You know? Makes me feel strong.
Did
makes
I tell you about strong. My old man sprinting the other day?
No, well, let me hear it. What happened?
Oh man! Oh, just after church, I went to the high school and I ran around a couple times. I walked the curves and I tried to sprint or jump, pick it up, get the knees up, and I felt like the Tin Man without any oil around. It was brutal. So I gotta work on that.
You've kept yourself in great shape though, and it's part of the job description for you. It's part of what you have to do.
No, it's always
right?
just been a, it's always been a discipline.
Did you ever get off the workout wagon?
Oh God, yeah. When I first started in the business, brother, I was smoking cigarettes. I was at the studio at 6 o'clock in the morning, and punching 60 pages a day, working with the other fellow actors, and then living in the city. Yeah, I never went to the gym for a couple of years.
Wow.
But I just was, I was naturally blessed with, you know, God gave me this beautiful body that we all have.
He did.
You grew up. So when you grew up, you were the star quarterback. You were that guy. You've got good size. You're tall. So, and your kids are very tall, right? Your boys?
6'5".
6'5". Professional volleyball.
Yeah. Yeah. They both could have played pro. Yeah.
So they
but
both
the one that's playing pro in Israel, yeah. Right? Oh, yeah.
Is he still in Israel?
Yeah, he's playing. This might be his last season.
What's going on since all of the
sad stuff. The escalation of Israeli defense, which is what it is, mm-hmm. It was an attack, and my son had said, yeah, he had some friends who were up in the military ranks who said, yeah, they heard they were going to try and bomb Tel Aviv. So it's just brutal over there, and I've been there. And it's amazing. And there's a very harmonious way. And like this country, we have our ways, and it'd be great to be a, American citizen, put America first instead.
I am Steve Hazar with my very talented friend, Richard Berge. We got a little political there. I'm sorry. I can't help it. Sometimes we got to do it. And speaking of anything that's not political, it's catfish. It just swims around and it just wants to jump on your plate. And if you're going to get it, you want to get it from Superior Catfish. Go to superiorcatfish.com. Great folks here in Macon, Mississippi, and visit Mississippi.org. I am telling you, the road trip awaits. You'll be proud of your Mississippi. I'm Steve Azar with Richard Berge. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm finally home.
You already know.
Soldiers finally coming home. You and the kids, life I missed. To no more night.
Rolling into a Mississippi Minute. I was going to say that, but I decided not to. Richard Berge is my guest today. Superior Catfish. There's Catfish Richard and there's Superior Catfish. Why would you not go to superiorcatfish.com? I don't know.
I can't wait to go, Stevie. I can't wait to go.
Macon, Mississippi. You know where it's over let me get my directions right. Is it south of, I would say southeast maybe? Oh, man, I'm going to get in trouble for not getting my directions right.
Right. Is it near the Trace?
Of Mississippi State. Huh?
Is it near the Trace?
No. Wait, no. It's just east of Hale State over by Starkville. Not far.
Very good.
30 minutes from
Starkville. Beautiful part of the state.
Oh, it's so gorgeous. So gorgeous. And visit Mississippi.org, folks. My man, Richard Berge, has spent more money in Mississippi, and that's what it's all about. He comes and celebrates us, and he loves our history and our soul, and that's what it's all about. Richard, have I ever asked you in any of the times you've been on what inspired you to decide to chase an acting career? I don't think I have.
It was weird. The voice of God, I guess it would be, just said, this is what you're going to do. You're going to be an actor. And those, just those words, you're going to be an actor. And it was big and loud. I was in high school, 16 years old, pretty misguided. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to have a career in sports possibly, but I needed to be a little bigger. I'm a waif of a character, just a thin guy, lean. it was this voice. Plus, that world of kind of, your world of music was something I had dabbled in and been in. My brother's in it, as you know. And being in acting class and getting transported with that thing, when you're creating something, whatever, if it's a piece of music or a scene that, a Shakespeare or, a great writer like Shepherd's written, you're doing this transportive moment, everything sort of leaves and you get out of yourself. And I think in those moments, you're open to inspiration, inspiritos. And in those moments, I find bliss because, we're all in our head. We've all got our earthly, problems and egoic minds and, things like that. So those moments where you're lost, they call it the zone. In those moments, you're in a bliss state, and that was one of the draws. So plus there was a lot of pretty good.
Oh, you put a lot of pretty what?
I'm only kidding. A lot of pretty girls.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, there you go. Hey, I got my taste of it when I was at this big convention when I was a kid with my parents, and they had this, they had all the teenagers dancing, and I asked this one girl to dance, and she said no, and I asked another girl to dance, she said no. Well, the next night I was in the talent show, and I'm not sure if I won it or not. I think I did, but I don't know. But all I know is, let's just say that they were hanging out a lot closer to me, and the word wasn't no. And I said, this is unbelievable. My guitar and voice, I went from like being a plague, you know, to being Velcro. You know what I mean? I was like Velcro, a magnet, baby. Anyway, so I realized that at a very young age, and I said, well, I'm, you know, it's going to have to be somebody like Gwen that wins my love, for goodness sake. And there you go. I love it. Yeah, everybody says, what do you call it? You out. Picture coverage. I hear it all the time. And I said, well, yeah, I did. That's my job. I mean, that's part of life.
Buddy weight class. Yeah.
Hey, you know, for me, getting serious here, I've always been able to run to my creative side and run away from, even though it inspired me to write something that was going through that was heavy, but it's always allowed me to run away from that thing that got me in the room in the first place to write the song. And when I'm performing it, it is a healing process for me, if that makes sense. So the pain, it's almost like I always say the cure for polio is polio. Yeah. As they say, for me, if the cure is writing about all of the not so perfect moments and the sad or the down or the heavy, like I said, and you're singing about those things, but it feels the opposite. It totally feels good. And maybe that's how I learned, you know, the blues songs, Eugene Powell, Son Thomas, all these great blues legends down here who, you know, who had nothing, but they had a song and they could play like nobody else. And they talked about their day and they just fixed it, whatever was wrong in song. For you as an actor, have you been able to just go into character and eliminate whatever the heck it was? Was it escapism for you?
A lot of times there were places where I would, you know, sort of off gas some tensions. And, you know, I went through my dad's demise from when I was about 16 to 19. So in those years, I watched him decay. And then, you know, I had all of my battles with God, with Mother Nature, with life, medical institution, everything. And, you know, you're seeing this formidable person decay and then check out eventually. And so I had a lot of rage, struggle, confusion, and I was able to work that out through a lot of characters. And just in those moments of, like I was saying, those bliss spaces where you catch yourself in this place of like, oh, I'm now actually in this weird slipstream of a moment that is not of the material and it's not of me. And it's kind of this weird little place in, you know, like you've experienced where you are transmitting the signal of your own vibrations outside of what you've written and outside of where the room was when you went before you felt this moment. Kabish?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You, in that moment that the people are experiencing that as well, because it's all energetic.
Hey, you're exactly right. Can I ask you, when you're doing a role and you have heavy things on your plate and in your heart and you have to go and forget about all that, remembering lines and not only remembering lines, but delivering and being that character when so much of your life is just, you know, a heartbeat away. You know, you walk in the door and you play this role and just on the other side of this door is real life stuff. Have you ever had a struggle with that in your career?
Well, that's an interesting question because, you know, the gift is that for me, the invitation was to be able to be a conduit for people to be able to give themselves permission to express themselves, give themselves feeling and or be the sort of the catalyst for someone to feel something. And I think that that's an amazing thing, whether you're a therapist or a doctor or a musician or an actor, we're in the position to actually help people feel something. And so there's times where I've had difficulty, you know, on my shoulders and I brought that into the scene. And then there's times I've had difficulty on my shoulder and circumvented it with, you know, what the material. And because most, I think people are designed to be able to put a front on, you know, to to act as if nothing's going on. But, you know, you're bearing the weight of the world on your shoulders. And I think that that's an operating system that most of us have. A lot of us don't, and we just wear it. But that was something that I was I had gone through a couple times. Oh, man, yeah.
Going it through some heavy like you're,
games you're in my using... life. And then, yeah, being able to make a joke or, you know, play a light character.
Yeah. Sounds like you use it for inspiration a lot, too, somehow.
Yeah, and I also always try to... you know, I never made the best, always made the right choices. I've like most people, I've made a lot of mistakes and screwed up. And I was able to work that through, you know, in some characters and be able to bring some humanity. That was another desire, to bring humanity to these characters that might be downtrodden or cast sides in society, and bring some sort of humanity, you know, to create a bit more patience, tolerance, love in the world. That was a real, as well as for myself, but as, you know, for others. Because like I said earlier, I look in the mirror, I don't always see, you know, this you know, dashingly handsome, muscular, perfect human being.
That's what we see. That's what we see. I'm telling you. I
called
love it.
Well, it's called projection. That's what I was saying to you before, when you're in the middle of the song. Those people are feeling it.
I'm laughing again already. You got me laughing. That's my third. Man, I could probably laugh 10 times already. I don't even know. But who's counting now? I got my day going now. I'm with Richard Berge. We're going to take a quick break. Folks over there in Macon, Mississippi, man, catfish produced anywhere else in the world rather than Mississippi. Are you kidding? Go to superiorcatfish.com and visit mississippi.org. Just love taking road trips through our state and celebrating who we are. We are very cool, very historic. And the only way to know and experience that is get out on the road and visit some towns in Mississippi that you haven't visited yet. You'll be blown away and be proud of our Mississippi. I've got Richard Berge on the horn. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar.
Your soldiers finally coming home. Your soldiers finally coming home. I'm still trying to find my way.
Up to $20,000 available for first-time homebuyers. Hey folks, Steve Azar here. Helping is the heart of our friends at Guaranty Bank. They offer programs like the Homebuyer Equity Leverage Partnership Grant that can assist qualified first-time homebuyers with up to $20,000 towards down payment, and provide home ownership counseling to empower you on your journey. These funds are first come, first serve. Learn more about this program and to apply now, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
From the Seabrook.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Well into my seventh year now doing this show. I've had Richard Berge, my guest today, so talented. By the way, his brother is Billy Joel's drummer. He is a phenomenal drummer in his own right. And we talk about sports and we talk about their entertainment careers. Pretty amazing. And money says they have used one to help the other. There's something about being an athlete growing up and competing that allows you to compete in anything in life after that. And you know, when you give up if it's your high school days or your college days, your pro days, you got to get into the real world and step into it. And when you do, I really think you can grab a lot of those challenging times in life that sports brought upon you to really move the ball forward in your life. Speaking about moving something forward in your life, I have to mention my friends over at Superior Catfish. There's Catfish. There's Superior Catfish, produced right here in Mississippi. Go to superiorcatfish.com and visit mississippi.org. As I always say, it's not an afterthought. It is always in the front of my mind now that I know that you can celebrate the arts and so many our wildlife, our outdoors, and it bring and make a big old economic impact to our great state. So there we go. Speaking of our great state, Richard Berge, they're such a talented actor, like I said, such a talented musician, such a talented guy, just incredible charisma. He loves our Mississippi. Like, I'm telling you, there's been times when I'll go, where are you? And he goes, oh, I'm in Mississippi. I said, you're in my home state and I don't see you, because he's just traveling all over the place. Richard, how many times have you been to Mississippi in the last 10 years?
Oh, 15.
I mean, there you go, right there, right?
Yeah. I've been due to take a little trip down, you know, towards Ocean Springs. And I want to check out Biloxi. I've been through most of the state, which I absolutely love. Let me back up a little bit. Where are they getting their fish from? Where's that catfish
they make it
from?
Right there. They're ponds. I mean, well, they make it. They grow their fish there. And then they get them right out of there. And I've been to the plant and I've seen it processed. It's amazing. They're alive and then they're frozen. They flash freeze them, you know, in a lot of cases, and ship them off all over the world. It's pretty amazing. Amazing.
Now, have you ever done that where you go in the water and you put your arm in there and they clamp on the arm?
No, thank you.
What is that called?
We call grabbing. They're snake grabbing, which I'm not going to do. I have friends that do that. They do that. They actually snake grab. Who does that? Second of all, and then, but it's called, come on, what's it called? Because you put your whole hand in
there. I'll get it in a second. Yeah.
We got a lot of listeners going, what's wrong with you? You're in the land of catfish. You don't know what that is, because I don't want to know what it is.
I hear that. It looks pretty scary. You know what I want to do? I want to take my bicycle down to Natchez Trace. That's what I really want to do next time I come down there.
Oh, that's out. You know, I see a lot of motorcycles, you know, people on their Harleys and whatnot on the Trace when I'm there. I never get on the Trace without seeing folks, you know, own motorcycles, but I haven't seen a lot of bikers, and that's interesting. I know the state of Arkansas has been creating these bike trails, especially up in Northwest Arkansas, and they're trying to connect that dot to us, where you'd literally come across the bridge and stay on the levee and ride and make your way all the way to Memphis, right?
Well, my friend Michael, his wife, the fine mayor of Walthall, she's the one who's got the architectural firm.
Sure.
Belinda Stewart in Eupora.
Belinda Rock.
She's working on the, there's an old train trail that they're trying to refurbish for a bike trail that I think goes from that part of the state over to the Delta.
Wow. Well, there you go. You know, I think that would be such a great asset.
Oh, my Lord, right?
A great way to travel. And you think about people stopping and going, okay, they could plan an entire road trip. They'd be getting plenty of exercise. And you want to make it
we
safe.
All drive too much. How great would it be for everybody to get on a bicycle, and it's good for your health.
Yeah.
Good for the planet. You slow down, you know, you're not going to kill any animals along the way, but you're going to get some exercise. You're going to see that beautiful state of yours and meet some new people. I mean, come on. I've got it all planned out.
I love it. I love your girl Belinda is a crazy, crazy talented architect. That's what we know. Belinda Stewart, what a talent, man.
Yeah, and such an advocate for Mississippi.
Oh, she loves it. How'd you guys, you met through her better half?
My buddy grew up in Montclair, but we met in Scotland in 1976. And it was crazy. His story is pretty gnarly. You should have him on the show one time. He's an old stonemason, has done a lot of reparation and restoration throughout the South.
Yeah.
They met at a conference I guess they were trying to figure out how to, you know, rehab a lot of these antebellum statuary and masonry buildings that were falling into disrepair throughout the South. And they met at this conference in New Orleans and fell in love. And he's got family that goes way back in New Orleans in the South.
Wow.
Old plantation folks that.
And you guys meet in Scotland. Are you kidding?
We met in Scotland. Our dads were close friends.
Okay.
And he had been over to my house as a kid, but you know, he's got me by, 12 years.
So you don't remember ever meeting him when you lived in New Jersey, you meet in Scotland and somehow you guys become friends here in Mississippi.
Well, when I came back and I was working for him, his family had some property.
Oh, I got you.
I was doing some manual labor and he was living in Hoboken and then in New York City. And then he worked up at St. John the Divine. And then I was starting to work. You know, I'd done some stone masonry work and I had done a lot of work in construction with my hands. Loved doing it. Grounds me. And so then he moved down here after he met Belinda because he had he was one of the premier stone masonry. I think that might be redundant. Masonry restoration.
Wow.
Artists. Yeah.
Wow. You know, you bring up a point for you, it's, I wonder, as your career was going and you had moments of lack of inspiration and you stall, right, a little bit, or you had success and you had time.
Yeah.
We would all take on some sort of building project. A lot of us in Nashville, a lot of our friends, and we'd help each other.
Yeah.
I built an entire upstairs, which was not an upstairs. It was an attic, and it was probably about an extra 1,800, 2,000 square feet. I put, listen, we had to put new, you know, our ceiling joists weren't strong enough to be our floor joists. So we had to go through all of that process and wires and move insulation and then put skylights in the roof.
Yep.
And put Mexican tile in my entire downstairs. We took on a lot of those projects and we were all very helpful with each other after things were rolling or when we needed a break to help things get rolling.
Yep.
Did you do that? Since you were into such things,
yep.
Once your career started and got going?
Yeah, and I tell you, it was always a calling. Even when I, you know, was living in Laguna Beach, I did all the work on my house. You know, I had the scaffolding and the whole thing, and I love getting my hands. I think that's what's lacking in so much of our youth is the you know, separation from physical labor.
Yeah,
and I think, you know, I wanted my kids. Fortunately, now my oldest is working in Canada because he lives in Nova Scotia. The province has sponsored local artists and contractors, whether it's electrical, you know, metal. He's working with a master woodworker and learning the craft. So I was like, my dream came true because I want my kids to have a trade to do something with their hands. Because as an artist, I don't always want to say yes. I have said yes to a lot of things that I might have thought differently had I kept my business on the side going.
You know, I didn't spend a lot of time growing up getting to do those things. I was pretty much a neat freak. I liked to clean my cars, clean my room, which is weird. I built a series of putting greens over my career. You'd laugh, right? But they were easy because it was, you know, I'd take the plywood and just two pieces and then, you know, and then build a green around, lift it up and put the AstroTurf on it, put a little can in the hole, you know, I had a little soup can down there and had some rails on the end. But that was, I did that like four or five times in my life because they would wear down, you know, but I wasn't.
For you or for other people, you would do that for other people?
I do it for myself.
Yeah, got it.
So anyway, I didn't spend a lot of time with a hammer and nails, and it's all of a sudden out there now. I've got, you know, nail guns and I've got all sorts of gadgets and saws and band saws and I got pretty good at it, but I didn't know anything about it. But I always had somebody with me in Nashville that was good at it that would teach me. So I learned later. But man, I'm telling you, because we do it a lot of times in the worst times of the year as far as heat. You'd get in shape, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Drink a lot of Gatorade, a lot of water. You didn't have time to eat, and you would just work all day into the night. You get no sleep, get back the next day while it was cool in the morning, and then you just attack it again. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. We just got to talking about things I never thought we'd talk about on In a Mississippi Minute, but that's what happens with Richard Berge. Superior Catfish, please go to superiorcatfish.com, produced here in Mississippi, and visit mississippi.org. That road trip awaits you. Check it out. I'm Steve Azar. I saw the light, sun came up in the middle of the night, been doing it wrong for so long.
$20,000 available for first-time homebuyers. Hey folks, Steve Azar here. Helping is the heart of our friends at Guaranty Bank. They offer programs like the Homebuyer Equity Leverage Partnership Grant that can assist qualified first-time homebuyers with up to $20,000 towards down payment and provide home ownership counseling to empower you on your journey. These funds are first come, first serve. Learn more about this program and to apply now, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Be sure.
Water, and we're in too deep. Yeah, we're in cold water. Say we in.
Richard. Richard Berge is on the horn with me, as you can tell. And we can see each other now, but you can't. But I know Super Talk is trying to get me to do a visual thing, and I have been somehow avoiding it for a few years. Sorry, Will, Kim, Steve. You know, I wouldn't mind doing it. I'm actually okay with it. I just we got to get things technologically worked on before they set me free out there. They're thinking about their airwaves way more than I'm thinking about it, than the importance of it. And we can't screw these things up. So I'm ready when it's time. But with that said, we do get to see each other. And folks, you are hearing our conversations. Superior Catfish, if you're going to have catfish, please, it should be produced here in Mississippi, right there in Macon. Go to superiorcatfish.com. Visit mississippi.org. I will preach this until I am some other shade of blue that doesn't exist in the face. Check it out. Richard, we've got a short
segment. Let me take that real quick. This is how we do it up in Jersey.
Come on.
This is how we do it. Hey, don't be stupid. Go to Superior over in Macon and get some catfish. All right?
Woo, that's it. Why would I not think that? All right, with your... You don't have such a thick New Jersey accent, but you do at times. It comes out when you're acting on your roles and stuff, and you have to be sort of in the middle, like middle America, where you don't sound like you came from anywhere, right?
Yes. Yeah.
There's zero accent. Like, have you had to focus on that in your career?
Yeah, because I don't think I have an accent, but a lot of times.
Oh, you don't, huh? Oh, really?
I say mall. You know, wall, let's play some ball. And I, you know, have to soften it up. Let's play some ball, you know. And so, you know, thank God I got a decent musical ear. And I love languages. So I flow in and out of it. When I'm here, it's the music of the people. You know, like when I get down south, I find myself, I can, you know, feel a little more of a southern accent coming. Because I love the music. I love the music.
We love having you back there playing drums while we do the music. And last year at the Delta Soul, for some reason, we dropped the ball and you didn't play. What is going on?
That's all right. It sounded so good. You got so many people want to come up there and pulling at the,
You've got to, we got to make sure we don't forget that. I just got to include you in the initial music portion. And that way we can figure out what you want to play. That's going to happen forever from now on. Instead of making you dress like a village person. Which we did once, right? We did Village People,
that.
Right?
That was tremendous. Me and Corey Miller and who else was in there?
Tommy Foster. You guys went into character. It was insane.
They went deep, those guys. Yeah. I was never a huge Village People guy, so but you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I love it. That
guy from Kentucky last year, the doctor.
Oh, Dr. E, Dr. Eric. And Dr.
Man,
John.
He could play.
Oh, Eric did. That's right. Eric played last year.
He can play. So for me, brother, you know, I love watching people that I like and respect, you know, having fun. So if I ever get out there again, it's great. But it's just lovely to be a part of it and watch you up there in all your glory.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be. I'm on a text chain with those guys. And, you know, they just suffered just tragedy when the Wildcats, Kentucky, loses basketball. And making the run, you should hear them. You should hear them go. So I stay quiet during that period because I want to make sure they, you know, they keep coming. Take care of your balls. I don't say anything because, man, they wear it. And they literally
they wanted
wear
to bomb
it.
Oakland, California, not knowing it was
Oakland. That's right. What is Oakland, right? What is that? You know, no, actually, Oakland was in the division with our buddy Scott Nagy. You met Scott. Scott was at Wright State. So they're in that division over in the
Michigan
Midwest.
Yep.
So it's Oakland, Michigan, right?
Right.
Is it Michigan? So that was in, and he, I don't know if he lost to them in the semis of their tournament, but he was in the hunt to get back to March Madness. But, you know, they lost, I think they lost to them. Well, the bottom line is they didn't get in. Oakland did in their conference. You know, one team gets in those smaller conferences. And now Scott's gone to Southern Illinois. So he grew up in Illinois. He's coaching, which I think is a step up, which is great in that conference. That's good. I'm really happy for him.
Yeah.
What is your okay? Did you leave California for good? Do you still have your place in Venice or Malibu? Where do you live?
Laguna Beach.
Are you still kept your place, or did you move to Jersey?
I tell you, you know, maybe we'll have to wax political again, but I love that state. It's a beautiful state, as you know. Absolutely gorgeous. The love of my life, the woman in my life is that big green, blue, salty body of water out there that creates these wonderful curls of
because you like to you like to surf.
Oh, I love to surf, love to dive, and where I raised my kids out in Laguna, it was gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. And I got friends up and down the coast. I love California, the mountains. It's unbelievable. I don't like the taxes. I don't like the politics. So I'm trying to reverse engineer. I'm not sure where I'm going to land, but I thought about maybe. I don't know. I've thought about a lot of things. After my mom crosses over, I'm here in New Jersey, committed to.
She's 99, here. Right?
She'll be 100 on Monday, April 8th.
Wow. That's amazing. God bless her.
Yeah, crazy, right?
We got a split. I can't thank you enough for taking another Mississippi Minute with me. I think this is round 3 or 4 for you over the 7 years. I love having you on. I love you. You're my brother. I love you so much, and I appreciate you. And Superior Catfish, folks, superiorcatfish.com, made in Mississippi, and visit mississippi.org. Oh, it's a song waiting for you to celebrate and hit your hearts. Richard?
Stevie, I want to go to Superior when I come down there.
We're going to go. We're making Mississippi, baby. Hey, I appreciate you. I love you, pal.
I love you, brother. I can't wait to see you. Give my love and kisses to your darling
wife. You can't wait, and I'll see you in June.
Looking forward to it, brother. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.